Minutes after 7, the grease man fighting down a little bile this morning. A little bile here, DC-101. Did you see who was jogging on the mall yesterday? Jane Fonda. Yes, she was in town to raise money for some pinko cause or another. Yeah, and they were auctioning off a lot of her stuff, and they auctioned off a jog with Jane. And when I first heard they were doing that, you know, my instant reaction was, who'd ever buy it? But then I realized today, as I see that picture in the paper there, as I see that picture of her jogging along, what a fool I was not to buy that jog at any cost. That was my golden opportunity. What a fool I was. Yeah, but now it's too late. Now somebody else got it. But boy, if I had won that thing, we'd have been huffing along the mall, Jane and I. And I'd have said, Jane, you know, we probably run into a lot of your fans here on the mall. Why don't we just cut in through Rock Creek Park? You know, a lot more intimate there. We can get on one of those trails. Probably won't see anybody at all. She'd probably say, oh, that's a nice idea. I always seen the mall, but I've never seen the park. And sure enough, we'd jog through the park. We'd jog through the park, yeah! And finally, we'd come to a clearing, and I'd stop. She'd say, why are you stopping? And suddenly the bushes would come alive as men in camouflage fatigue stepped out of the bushes and formed a circle around her, one of them carrying a cassette player, which he sat on a log and pushed play. Jane, I'd like you to meet my friends. As she stared at that circle of powerfully built men around her, with their faces blackened with burnt cork and their camouflage fatigues, eyes burning holes in her. Jane, meet James William Robinson, wounded, Quang Tri, total disability, Marine Corps, 1971. Jane, I'd like you to meet Leonid Wozniewski. You notice he only has one leg? Thanks to your friend Ho Chi Minh and the help of a bouncing Betty, he now limps the way you see him limp. Oh, step forward. Here's Tony DiLorenzo. You notice his face looks a little funny? Got fragged by a 14-year-old kid on a bicycle. And here's Mitch Shapiro. I wish he could say hello to you, Jane, but unfortunately, he was in an artillery barrage that lasted a day and a half, and his mind is shot. Come on, Mitch. See if you can say something now, Mitch. Say something.
Habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga.
All right, it's okay, Mitch. It's okay, buddy. It's okay. Sit down, fella. Sit down. Somebody light him a camel. This is Delmar Prokopic, Vinny Kalachecki, Jane, they're all here. They're all here! No help to you. If it was your way, they'd have all been blown away by those commie maggots you were hanging out with back in the Vietnam War. Boys, string her up! String her up! And so a lasso would then go around her ankles, and it would be pulled taut, and she would be raised! Raised! About 6 feet off the ground, spinning there helplessly. That's when I'd pass out the baseball bats. She'd look around nervously and say, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? I'd say, Jane, have you ever heard of a piñata?
All right, listen.